You're listening to the Business of African Fashion podcast with Victory. This is an online community where we teach passionate entrepreneurs how to build and maintain profitable fashion businesses while connecting with other fashion entrepreneurs. Get ready to be empowered with actionable strategies that can be applied to your business today. Let's start the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I am so thankful to have you here listening, and I'm grateful to be here myself. We just celebrated Thanksgiving here in the U.S., so I'm feeling very grateful for family, for friends, for healing, for this platform, and for you as a listener. I'm thankful that you're here listening today. I'm thankful that you are giving some of your time to listen to what I have to say. It really baffles me sometimes that people actually listen to this show. And I'm just so thankful to have all of you here. So gratitude is the mood that I'm in today. And I want to ask you, what are you grateful for? Just take 5 minutes to figure out three things that you're thankful for. And I think there's this study that talks about how shifting into gratitude can really change your day and help you feel much, much better. So if you have 5 minutes, take those 5 minutes to figure out what you're grateful for, and I hope that you come up with that. So as you can probably see from the title, this episode is the last episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast season one. I'm so excited. I'm not excited that the season is ending, okay? But I am excited that something is out there. You know, when it was first laid on my heart to start this platform, I was really, really anxious. I was worried. I didn't know if anyone would want to hear what I had to say. I didn't even know if the purpose for which I felt that this platform needed to be created was something that was necessary, right? And you know, now that I've taken the leap to actually put this out there and there are people listening and, you know, all of the feedback, and even if that wasn't present, just being able to share perspective and to talk about all of the topics that we discuss on this show is such a blessing, and I'm so grateful. It still surprises me, but I'm thankful that season one is out there. I'm thankful that the ball is rolling, and I just know that there is more to come in the future, and that's what excites me, right? So I'm not excited to not be talking to you every 2 weeks on this platform, but I am excited because, hey, the foundation is being laid. Things are in motion, and that's what's most important. So as I was preparing for today's episode, I took some time to reflect on this first season and just how it has played out. And honestly, I feel like the biggest lesson for me for season one is that everything doesn't have to be perfect. So I'm going to come out and say that I struggle with perfectionism. Like, I want, and this might be the accountant in me, but like, I want, because I work with numbers a lot, and with numbers, it, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. There's no way that you spin it. There's no way that you, mix it around. It's always going to be 4. And that perfectionism, I try to apply into other areas of my life. And with this platform, I have just found that everything doesn't have to be perfect. Everything does not have to be perfect. I have this thing that I tell myself, like, hey, Victory, remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be present. So there's a difference between something that's present and something that's perfect. Something that's present is just showing up, doing the best that it can, and something that's perfect is waiting to show up in hopes that when it shows up, it will be perfect. And if you think about, like, let's say there's two people baking a cake and one person says, hey, I'm going to present this cake as it is with what I have right now. And the other person is like, no, I'll present it next week when I have the recipe perfected. No, I'll present it next month when I have, you know, everything looking great. And let's say there is an opportunity for the cake to be tasted today. It makes more sense because the cake that is present is the cake that is available for whoever's going to taste it to taste. And I know I kind of went off on a tangent. I'm trying to draw myself back in. But the premise of what I'm trying to say is to myself and to you is it's better for it to be present than for it to be perfect. And for me, for season one, that was really what I had to battle and fight through. I kid you not, I, you know, would take my phone and record like me, you know, talking like I was recording the podcast long before I ever actually put it out. But I never put it out because I was afraid. I was scared. I was like, well, what if no one listens? Or what if they listen and they're like, this is trash, you know? So I was very nervous. I wanted it to be perfect. I wanted it to be when I have everything in my personal life figured out. I wanted everything to be like when I feel like I have all the knowledge in the world to share. But from season one, what I've realized is that it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be present. And what I also learned is that there's so much that you might know that someone else may not know. But in your mind, it's like, this is just basic information. But you may not realize how valuable your knowledge is. And that's why it's important to share. And I think that's what this entire platform is about, because you know my story if you've listened to the episodes. And if you haven't, that's the very first episode where I share like how I got started in all of this fashion entrepreneurship palaver, for lack of a better word. But when I started, I ran across a problem because there wasn't information out there. I felt like I had hit a wall. I felt like I saw what all the big brands were doing or are doing, and I see them being successful. But for someone who's just starting out, I felt like there wasn't enough information. And if there was information, it wasn't relevant to me as somebody operating in the African fashion space. A lot of the information that's out there is more Western-based. It's European fashion. It's, you know, fashion in the US. There's a lot more coming up with, you know, fashion in Asia now. But fashion in Africa, it seems like there's a void. And, you know, that's when I decided that, you know what, I'm going to create this platform so that we can have information about African fashion, right? So reflecting on season one, I've realized that that's something that we're doing on this platform now. And that's something that we have created. And I'm so excited for season two because I'm excited to have more conversations. I'm excited to provide more resources related to this topic, more resources specific to African fashion entrepreneurs, more conversations about what it's like to be in this space, more conversations about, you know, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that are unique to our industry. Because when you think about the global fashion industry, there are some things that we all go through, but the African fashion industry is so niche in that there are some things that are unique to us that other people in other geographical locations or operating with other people in their spaces may not be able to relate to. And that's what this platform is about. So to segue into what you can expect for season two, you can expect more conversations. I have some interviews that I'm hoping to have with some people who are in the industry, who have started brands, who have, you know, been able to do what we're seeking to do, people who are still in the process, people who are affiliated with fashion in the African space, and just bringing these interviews and these conversations to you so that we can get the ball rolling. Also in season two, you can expect more conversations, more resources, more information about the financial aspect of building a fashion business. So what I observed when I looked around is that there's a lot of talk about how do you get inspired and, you know, where do you get your mood board from and who inspired this collection or, you know, things that are more focused on the what you see on the runway or what you see on a website. No one's talking about the money. And let me tell you something. Accounting is the language of business. You cannot do business without having an idea about how the finances run. And that's something that this platform is going to be bringing you more of in season two. Let's talk about the money. Like, how do you keep the lights on for these fashion businesses, right? What do we need to know as people who are starting out as African fashion entrepreneurs? Maybe you're not even like specifically an entrepreneur. Maybe you're just affiliated with fashion. Maybe you're a stylist, you're a model. We still need to talk about money because if we don't have these conversations, we end up setting ourselves up for failure because, you know, if you can't pay the bills, you have no business, right? So I think it's so important for us to focus on the financial aspects of building a business. And that's something that you can expect to see more of in season two. Also in season two, you can expect more community involvement, more opportunities to get to know other African fashion entrepreneurs in this space, more opportunities to connect, to collaborate. I am working and doing research actively about how to build a community for us as African fashion entrepreneurs. So that's something that you can definitely look forward to. And I am so excited. I'm so excited because there is so much power and so much strength in community. There is nothing like having a community of people who are going in the same direction as you are going, who have similar goals to you and who are operating in the same space as you are, right? There's so much room for collaboration, exchange of knowledge, resources, even comforting one another, right? Because we know it can be very challenging when you're starting something from the scratch, but also when you're starting something in the African fashion space. So I'm excited to bring you that community for next season. And speaking of community, while we are away preparing for season 2, I would encourage you to join our email list so you can keep up with us, so you can be the first to find out when the new season drops. I'm planning to have some in between the season information, resources, maybe some bonus episodes that will be shared, but there's no way for you to know that if you don't join the email list. So the link is going to be in the show notes. It takes you less than 2 minutes to click on it, put in your email. I appreciate all of those who have signed up already, and I'm looking forward to see you in our community. Also, make sure that you stay connected with us on social media. We're on Instagram at Business of African Fashion. We're on Twitter at BOAF_podcast. And we're also on YouTube at Business of African Fashion. So these are the places where you can stay connected to us. I'm only a DM away, so please feel free to let me know if you have any feedback for the show. Listen, I'm always, always ready to learn what you all want to see from this platform. The entire point of creating this platform is so that we can have conversations, so that we can share resources, so that we can get access to information and be able to tune into the power of a group in order to move us forward to where we want to go. So I encourage you to send me a DM, send an email, let me know what you'd like to see from this platform. I already mentioned what you can expect for season 2, but if there are other things that you think would be a great addition to the show, please do not hesitate to let me know. I am always appreciative and always grateful to hear your feedback. You know, speaking about perfection, there's someone that I look up to. You know how, I don't know if you have this, but there's people online that you've never met in person, but they're actually your mentor in your head because you follow them. Maybe if they have a podcast, you listen. If they have books, you read their books. If they have a YouTube channel, you watch their YouTube. There is someone like that that I look up to and I highly respect. And she has a book that I recently ordered that she had created when she first started out. So she had created this book when she first started out as an entrepreneur. And I just purchased this book much recently. And I'm looking through this book. I have it in my hand right now. And you know what I realized is that this book is so not perfect. If you had to put it on a scale of like how perfect this book is, it doesn't even get into the range of perfectionism. But what I realized is that she put it out anyway. I'm flipping through the book and there's like typos and, you know, different kinds of things. But guess what? I'm still going to read this book because she put it out there and I want to get the information that's in the book. But it just gave me such insight into how overrated and incredibly false perfectionism is. Because this is someone who put out a book maybe 5 years ago when no one was listening to her. And this is me 5 years down the line, still purchasing this first book that she put out with all the typos, with all the grammatical errors. Who cares? Just put it out, right? And that inspired me because, you know, the reality is that in a couple of years, I'll probably look back at this podcast, the first few episodes, and I'll cringe because I'll be like, wow, that was so not, you know, perfect, right? Exactly. I was listening to someone and they said something about how when you listen to yourself from the past, if you don't cringe, it means that you're not doing something to improve yourself now. Right. And that's not to bring yourself down, but it's to give you a lens to see, wow, this is how much I've improved since I first started. So to wrap up this episode, because I don't want to talk too long, let go of perfectionism. Let it go. It will hold you back. It will prevent you from ever starting, and it will keep you in the loop of comparing yourself to other people and feeling bad that you never started what was laid on your heart to start. Just start whatever it is. It doesn't have to be perfect. Nobody needs to know about it, but just start. It will light a fire in you and it will help you have some evidence that you took a leap of faith. You have something to laugh at in a couple of years, right? Worst case scenario, right? You can go back and say, hey, I did that. I put in that effort. I showed up and I was able to see the reward. Again, I'm so thankful to have you on this platform listening. Thank you so much for listening to this first season. I am grateful. My heart is full and I'm so honored to have the privilege to be on this platform. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and I will see you all in season 2. Bye.